Welcome to the Snowbound Early December SSP CAMC podcast. I see the US government have said that anyone sharing information with WikiLeaks will be deemed a criminal. Hey, WikiLeaks! Our co-op does a nice bottle of fair trade Shiraz for just over a fiver. I think the snow should put off any US invasion and illegal occupation of the CAMCs, just for now. The next three songs are for the amazing students in occupation of universities all over the UK at the moment, and for all of the students leading the resistance in demos across the country over the past few weeks. Keep it up, people. You're an inspiration to activists and those fighting the cuts in their countries and communities around the world. Anyone wanting to send a Twitter message of support to the students in occupation, add the hashtag solidarity and it should get to them.
Shout!
Three songs for the Students in Occupation Style Council and Shout to the Top, and that was suggested by Northern Echoes through Twitter. The Specials and Ghost Town, which was from around 1981, a song that was number one at the time of the race uprisings in the UK, a song that really captured the atmosphere in Thatcher's Britain at the time. I remember it well, and that was suggested through Twitter by Labour Cat. And the last song was from our resident singer-songwriter from the US, Eric Fink, and his track Scholarship is the Enemy of Romance. I'll post links to Eric's work onto our blog, www.campsysocialist.com. As I said, if you're on Twitter and want to know how the occupations are going, follow the hashtag Solidarity. You'll find people tweeting from the various universities and also through their Twitter sites. You'll be able to find links to blogs. The blog that I'm following at the moment is http://edinuni anticuts.wordpress.com. Look, I'll put all links and Twitter names mentioned in the podcast onto www.capsysocialist.com. And there's also various Facebook sites dedicated to the occupations. Can I also recommend that you follow www.ssy.org.uk, because lots of the Scottish Socialist youth are involved in the occupations. Coming up, rants, tweets and activism from me and the SSP, and a special rant from the mighty socialist R&B group Thief Action's Billy Brentford. Speaking of whom, this next track is at the moment my teenage son's favourite track, and this is Mighty Thief Action and Don't Sell Your Consent.
Ignorant, behaving like an infant. It's called a manufacturer consent. The papers keep you scared, as they always will. I make decisions for you, baby. I stop the ripping pill. Beware of experts and statistics. Question everything, my baby. Yeah, you'd be angry if the rich look happy. They simulate to suffer. They want to keep you ignorant, behaving like an infant. It's called a manufacturer consent. They want to keep you ignorant, behaving like an infant. It's called a manufacturer consent. An infant is called a manufacturer consent. They want to keep you ignorant, behaving like an infant. It's called a manufacturer of consent.
Don't sell your consent. Don't sell your consent now, baby.
I don't sell your consent.
Hi, Billy Brentford from The Faction here. Lovely to speak to you. Really enjoying the podcast, and we are all really enjoying the current government. It's so simple at long last to see capitalism being supported by people who got into politics to do exactly that, to protect their class and their class interests. Everything's red and white again, and people are being mobilised, it seems, as a result of this, just like they were in the 80s when we were first knocking around and fighting Mrs. Thatcher. So despite the fact that the student protests were criticised in the right-wing press and the right-wing media as being self-centred, can't see anything wrong with that. If you're going to protect your own interests as they are, then fair enough, get out on the street, comrades. Also, if you are in the Glasgow area, here's an unashamed capitalist advert for The Faction's pop concert on Sunday the 5th of December at the 13th Note. Lovely venue if you've never been there. Veggie restaurant upstairs, and Brendan O'Hare from our comrades Teenage Fan Club manages it, bless him. So we're hoping we're going to see him on the drums. We have been discussing whether or not there should be the bourgeois pantomime of an encore. We used to do them in the old days, but it's been suggested that we shouldn't do them anymore. So we'd be very interested in your thoughts on the bourgeois pantomime of an encore. Thanks very much for your support and for playing our stuff on this excellent podcast. Carry on the good work, and we'll see you on Sunday, weather permitting. We'll be right back.
That was the drive-by truckers with This Fucking Job. Okay, time for my weekly rant. This podcast is, as I've said, to show solidarity with the students who are leading the charge against this despicable rabble of upper-class maniacs who want to wreck our public services so they can take. This is just the beginning, as was said on top of the Tories' Milbank offices by the students. What do we want to pass on to future generations? Richer rich people? Or fundamentals like free education for all and on a level playing field? Back when grants were taken from students, it ensured that rich children of the rich had an even bigger leg up the ladder than even their contacts gave them. By the way, Thief Action, on their album At Ebbavale, have a song called Charm Alone, dedicated to the idle sons and daughters of the bourgeoisie. Well worth the listen. Anyway, the working class competition for top jobs is being stemmed. The poor and working think twice before being saddled with at least £200 a month debt to add to their need to feed themselves, clothe themselves, and to buy a house. Let's face it, there are very few opportunities for cheap rent nowadays, all on a salary of £21,000, which is much lower than the average wage. £21,000. It's hardly rich, is it? And you know who will be in debt at the end of studying at university? It won't be the sons and daughters of the rich. They won't have debt. Those saddled with debt will be the sons and daughters of the poor and working class. Hardly fair, is it? Yet we're being told that it's fair, that everyone will pay, that it's a level playing field. Well, it isn't a level playing field. A level playing field is no one paying, no one in debt after educating themselves. Think about it. Only those who need to go into debt will pay. The sons and daughters of the working class. Why wouldn't they just go find a job that pays £21,000 without going to uni? This leaves control of society and the top jobs to the rich. Social mobility has stopped in this country for many reasons. One of the main reasons being the expense of education for those from low-income families. The debt incurred in this country has been racked up by those who refuse to pay taxes and in fact pay people to help them to avoid it. It's been racked up by those who want our government make them more money through arms deals, and also by those who encourage the poor and working class to get into debt. Subprime debt was the new manufacturing industry of this country after the Tories racked our manufacturing base. We no longer make anything in this country. Profits for the rich are made by placing people into debts they can never pay. Look, we either pass on a society in which our children are made to pay for the extravagances of the rich, bonuses and gambling debts, etc., or we fight for a society in which resources are shared and basic needs are met. We also should be fighting to ensure all of our children can access lifelong, meaningful education. In my honest opinion, one of the most fundamental things after food, shelter and health, and that should not place people into more debt. By the way, WikiLeaks, it stopped snowing here in the campsies. The next track was suggested through Twitter by Radical Ginger, which reminds me, contact us through Twitter at SSPKempsey or go along to our blog www.kempseysocialists.com and you can leave a comment there or you'll find our email address and the number you can text us on. This is Faster by the Manic Street Preachers. Bye for now.